naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
Yeah, guess who's back? That porn email, right?
Goes right around the outside, right into your inbox.
Yeah, it's bad stuff. Hey, you're listening to the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, a.k.a. the Data Doctors.
Trying to teach you how to shizzle your inbox izzle.
No, we're the pillagers of porn email.
I was talking hip.
Oh, I know. I can't do that.
I learned that word from the guys down at Power 92 down there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're just down the hall, you know.
I know. Once in a while, I walk by and say, yo, 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 yo.
Yeah, and they look at you like, hey, what's up, old dude?
Dude, geezer.
Hey, it's the Computer Corner, by the way. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors.
In the last segment there, by the way, at some point in time, we're actually recording these two MP3 files, and we're going to post them up to our website.
You just had four thoughts in one sentence.
Did I just say that?
My PC has anything to explore on internet, but it doesn't work when I check IP.
That's
Can you help me, but it works in LAN?
Yes.
That is the same thought process you just went through.
Oh, in my mind, it played out beautifully. Anyway, we are recording these shows so that you can go back and listen to segments that you lost, missed, whatever. In the last segment, we talked about having a secondary Freemail account as the email account that you use for just about everything except for your friends and family.
Uh-huh.
You can also create what are called email filters if you have, and this is the caveat, if you have a real email system.
Now, if you have something that's made in the last year or two, most likely there is the ability to create these rules and filters. The most common thing that most of you out there are using is Outlook Express, and the ability is built in. If you're using Outlook, it's also there. Many webmail programs these days also have the ability to add filters and things. So if you're using a free mail program like Yahoo.com or Hotmail or one of these guys, most of them now have the ability to set up rules and filters.
If you have an email account that from a company that starts with the letter A and ends with the letter L, you are AOL. No, you are. No, if you have AOL, you're SOL.
Sorry, out of luck. That's what SOL stands for. You know what? We're going to go ahead and try to see if a 12-year-old can save us from our own misery here.
I don't believe he's 12 anymore.
Oh, excuse me, a 13-year-old.
We got the mean, mean, mighty mean teen, Adam.
A-D-A-M, that stands for him. It's time for Adam's acronym.
But of course, Adam's not mean, he's keen.
Help, 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 help. My computer is raiding hard disks.
It's what?
It's raiding hard disks.
Raiding?
Yes.
That's like raining, right?
No.
No?
Raiding.
Hard drives aren't flying out of it?
No.
So let me guess, this week's acronym is RAID.
Yep, that's it.
And what does RAID stand for?
Well, how do you spell it, first of all? Because I thought it was that stuff that kills roaches dead.
Same thing. R-A-I-D. RAID.
What's it stand for?
What does it have to do with hard drives?
Well, it stands for the Redundant Array of Inexpensive Disks.
Or, did you know there's a second acronym, and either one of it is acceptable? Redundant Array of Independent Disks.
That's another one.
How about really awesome, incredible disks?
No.
I've got one of those.
Oh. So why is RAID important, and why do we care?
Well, first of all, do you have those two 20-gig hard drives, but you don't want to worry about C and D drives?
Uh-huh.
Well, with RAID, you can make them one big 40-gig hard drive.
You could.
You could.
And you would do this by setting up some kind of RAID either through software or hardware, right?
Yes.
All right.
Now, do you know the pros and cons of doing that?
Well, some things about RAID is if you use certain types of RAID, you can have data recovery, you can have compressed stuff, you can...
You know what? Because we are the Data Doctors, that's what we do during the week. We actually, this is one of the areas where I know just a little bit about things. And when you say data recovery, you mean data redundancy.
Redundancy.
But by taking and making the two 20-gig drives, there's two different ways you can do things, or two basic ways.
Mm-hmm.
One is to create redundant data where the two drives mirror
each other, contain
the exact same identical information. And that's a smart way to go RAID because you're protecting yourself, and it's a very inexpensive way to creates a little fault tolerance.
But in the scenario you laid out, if you had two 20-gig hard drives and you mirrored them, you'd still only have 20 gigabytes, but it would only be C. But now you have this redundancy. If you take the two and do what they call disk spanning to make it 40 gig, you do get an increase in performance. They call it striping. There's all kinds of different terminology that will increase the performance.
But you've got a better chance of error.
You got twice as good of a chance of it completely crashing.
Guess what happens if one of those drives fails?
Goodbye.
The whole thing's dead.
Unless you know a data doctor that's pretty handy with a bunch of different sophisticated tools and things, probably don't have that data anymore.
When those striped disk sets fall apart, they are ugly, and it's expensive to get that stuff back. So
Backup.
Yes.
And don't do that unless you really need that performance and you understand what you're getting yourself into.
Yep.
Hey, Adam, you want me to throw out my own little kind of complimentary acronym that goes along with this? J-B-O-D. What that stands for is just a bunch of disks, and it's a technical term that describes when you take a bunch of disks and stripe them together to create a basic RAID set.
Yes.
How do you like that one?
Unfortunately, I don't have two 20-gig hard drives, so
well, Adam,
I don't have to worry about that.
You keep bringing the heat, and maybe someday you'll be able to go where no 13-year-old has gone before.
Actually, plenty of them have.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, listen, if you're a business owner out there, Adam, that's a great acronym. If you're a business owner out there, if your server, if you've got 20, 30 people all working off the same machine, if your server doesn't have some form of RAID, whether it's mirroring or striping or whatever, actually some kind of fault tolerance configuration. There's only like 11 versions of RAID or something like that.
Yeah, but three main ones. But just if you don't have some kind of fault tolerance built in, you're backing up, great. That's the first step. But that's if something happens, you've got some downtime to deal with, and that's always not very fun. A very inexpensive, what I like to call an inexpensive insurance policy, is to set up some kind of fault tolerance using some form of RAID generally. And if you don't have something like that set up and you're a decent size, medium sized business or larger, you really need to consider doing that.
Basically, by just adding that second hard drive, creating that mirror, you basically get to control your downtimes, because one of the drives fails, it alerts you and says, hey, one of the drives fails, but the whole company keeps on going. And then on Saturday morning, you decide when nobody's there, you're going to come in, take the bad drive out, put a good drive in, turn it back on, tell it to reestablish everything, and then Monday morning you're ready to go.
Yes.
It allows you to control your own destiny.
To reach Adam for his RAID consulting services.
Yes!
Yeah.
All right, Adam. Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
It's obvious the difference between when you were 12 and now when you're 13. Mm-hmm. The maturity level in your acronyms, night and day.
Yeah.
Night and day, buddy.
Yeah, I just have one suggestion. Hotmail is great for free mail accounts.
Uh-huh.
And it's compatible with Outlook Express, so if you don't want to use the not very good webmail interface, you can just use Outlook or Outlook Express.
You are correct, sir.
And when you get Hotmail, you can have MSN Messenger, too.
I'm not sure that's a good thing, but... All right, Adam.
Hey.
Take care now.
Will do.
All right, that's our 13-year-old genius. He just... Our boy's growing up.
He's a teenager now.
He's getting beclamped.
It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney. You're listening to News Radio 620 KTAR, and we'll be right back. This is...